Chapter 11. Ronald, this is George's mother and his grandmother and his Uncle John. This is his sister Linda and her husband Robert and their children Roberta and Robert Jr. Ron tried to smile hello for everyone and put his hands in his pockets and stood there looking at his shoes. His mother had married George Bombasco 2 weeks earlier. But they had kept their marriage a secret until George could find a way to break the news to his family. He had started spending some nights at their apartment, and though Ron had kind of liked him initially, when George started telling Ron what to do, difficulties began. "You can sit there until it's time for dinner, Ronald," said George's mother. Ron sat and watched women work at the table in the basement of the house. Uncle John had a newspaper spread open to one section on the table, and he was looking at ads from the food circulars. "Look here," said John. "Carrots for 12 cents for 2 pounds at Pathmark, and bacon for 67 cents a pound at Acme. We can go out and get both of those things tomorrow. I saw a box of Cheerios for 24 cents at the AMP," said George's mother. "Isn't that good?" Ron listened and tried to find something about the conversation that was interesting. George's mother said more emphatically, "Isn't that good?" She was looking at George, her chins wobbled. She scrunched her glasses back up against her face with a questioning grimace. "I think so," said George. "But I'll have the Food Town circular here tomorrow and you can see if it's better." Ron stared out the back window at the garden. He saw the plump tomatoes bulging the vines and the white strips of cloth that were used to tie them to the wooden stakes fluttering in the late summer breeze. He closed his eyes and inhaled the smell of tomato sauce and felt a little sick to his stomach. When he stood up, it seemed to signal everyone to stop and stare at him. "I'm going outside for a little while." "Stay close," said Uncle John. "The shines are out in the porches down on Broad Street." Ron looked at him with a quizzical expression. "I just want to see the garden." John shifted a little uncomfortable with this information. His thin gray hair sprouted the sides over the top of his black rim glasses. "Be careful not to touch anything," he said. Linda came out of the back of the basement holding Junior in her arms. Roberta followed her with her hand holding her mother's skirt. It was like a reassuring tether. Ron did not make eye contact with any of them as he went out the door. Ron had never seen a vegetable garden before, and he looked at it with some reverence. Then he found a spot in the shade by the garage and squatted against the wall. The garden was split in the center, had two distinct rows on each side. It was very green. Ron saw the tomatoes and the peppers on the vine. He thought they looked like magical apparitions. He had seen pictures on the early morning show, The Modern Farmer, but this was so much more real and alive. At least he found one thing he liked.